Our guest in the cafe this morning, joining us on the Blacklands Cafe party line, is the mayor of Bonham, Roy Floyd. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, and we've been wanting to get some folks from Bonham and Fannin County on the program, so we thank you and appreciate you taking the time to tell us what's going on in Bonham and Fannin County. Things going well?
Everything is going well. You know, it's almost like you're afraid to talk about it. It's going so well. It's just incredible, the things that are happening industrially, things that are happening that we've known were coming for years, but are starting to take fruition here. And it's just something that is just incredible to be in the city of Bonham at this time.
Well, good. I want to ask you about your Trade Days event coming up soon, but go ahead and tell me what's happening as far as industrial development up there.
Well, you know, we've got two new industries that are here that we've been working on. TCI Cable makes cable for computers, and they have just gone into production. We've been working with them almost a year, getting everything lined up, get the machinery installed, et cetera. And so they are just started making cables, shipping it out to vendors all over the country, and we're really proud of them, and they are hiring more employees. It's called Trans Cable International, TCI Cable. Mm-hmm. And so that's a great thing for Bonham. Then we've got another one that is installing their equipment right now. They're called Dalnor Industries, and this is high technical work. They do test stands for jet engines. And it's going to be something that is a great a family named Fangio is helping us with that. And they are coming in here from New Mexico, and they have done a great job and have got a new building built out there and just trying to get the equipment installed and ready to start building those test stands for jet engines.
Great. How many jobs would each of those bring to Bonham?
TCI Cable is looking at about 30 jobs, and Dalnor Industries is looking at about 35 to 40 jobs. About 70 jobs in those two companies. And then we've got another company called Kelso Industries. They've been here, they're about on their third or fourth year now, but they just built a new 40,000 square foot building, and I talked to some of the owners this last week at breakfast, and much like we're having here today. And so mm-hmm. the Kelso Industries has now got about 55 employees. They're looking to expand and double their size. So a lot of good things happening. They have been here this time just ramping up. They make trains for rail cars. And so it has to do with the rail industry, especially the oil industry as it's shipping on those cars. So it's something that is really gone well for us and helped the city of Bonham. And, of course, I wouldn't fail to mention that next month we're going to have the grand opening for our new Holiday Inn Express that is taking place in Bonham. And then we've got also two major highway projects going on in Bonham, as well as we just opened 12 new airport hangars, and those are already rented, and we have people needing more. So a lot of good things happening in Bonham.
You bet. We're talking with the mayor of Bonham, Roy Floyd. What are you guys doing right? What's causing all these good things to happen?
Well, I guess the first thing I should say is a good mayor, but some would think that would be self-serving. Probably not as good as the city manager you've got over in Commerce, Mark Clayton.
Yeah.
What a good guy he is.
Yes, he is.
But there's a lot of good things. We have a lot of people in Bonham that really care about Bonham and have been here for a long time and are pulling together to make a lot of good things happen.
Okay, good. Well, now tell me, we've got a minute or two left here. Tell me about Trade Days, which is coming up Thursday, April 9th through Sunday, I guess, April 12th. Is that something that's been going on a good while in Bonham?
That's been going on for about 30 years, something like that.
Long time, been there. That's not new.
They have about 150 to 175, depending on the weekend, but vendors that come in here on those Trade Day weekends, and it's just amazing how many people pour in from all over. In fact, I've met people recently that were from Commerce who came over, and then people from down in Greenville and up in Durant, Oklahoma, and all around the area. It's it's just incredible how many people come to our trade days. It has been sponsored all these years by our Kiwanis Club. Mm-hmm. They use that as kind of a fundraising event, and they have done really, really well with that, and thereby have really helped our community.
Mm-hmm. Any way of saying how many people might come in on a given weekend?
We have anywhere from 1 to 3,000.
Well, Roy, listen, this is great to talk to you, and we want to do it again. We'll do it on a regular basis, and we thank you for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Fantastic.
Very good. Roy Floyd, the mayor of Bonham in Fannin County, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.